Part of why I don't wear earbuds while riding is safety. I'm often riding along smaller country roads with SUVs and 16-wheelers whooshing past, barely a few feet away. I want to sense when they're coming up behind me. I want to be able to hear the thrum of an approaching engine. I once tried some earbuds that let the outside sound bleed through, which kind of worked. Still, I worried I might get too absorbed in the music and stop being vigilant about the traffic. So, I ditched them. But I found that I didn't miss it. It turns out that, when I turn off media for 7 hours on end, my cycling brain goes to some really interesting places. One of the things about cycling is that your mind is simultaneously busy and free. Cycling requires you to make a lot of constant tiny decisions. Avoid that pothole. Watch out for that pedestrian. Swerve around that constellation of broken glass near the curb. You need to be vigilant. The psychologist, Nick Moore, writes about how navigating traffic on a bike requires a minutely focused state. The world contracts to a space just a few inches wide and a million miles long, outside which nothing exists. But these decisions aren't hard to make, and they're over quickly, so I don't wind up being mentally exhausted by them. A feast for the senses. Meanwhile, there's a ton of stimulation. Cycling cross-country is a feast for the senses. While arriving in a city, I'd pass by ornate graffiti inside railway underpasses and marvel at the often corroded architecture on the outskirts of town. Downtown, I'd hear things, snatches of overheard conversation from people I passed by, or bits of Bhangra music blasting from a fast food joint. Out in the deep countryside of the Great Plains, I'd pass by sprawling, crop-watering machinery, splayed across fields like a massive stick insect, and watch it come alive in the dawn, puffing clouds of mist over the green wheat and corn.